It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Karen Sheridan from Woodland Park, Colorado writes, Dear Dr. Science, you're driving down the highway behind a vehicle that's doing only 50 miles per hour. When you try to pass this vehicle, it speeds up to keep pace with you. Even if you're now going 100 miles per hour, you still can't seem to pass this car. What's going on?
Every slow-moving car emits a force field that extends from the rear bumper of the car back to the car directly behind it. When you accelerate and approach the slow-moving car, you compress that field. De Soto's third law demands that a decrease in bumper force field size be compensated by an increase in axle rotation. So stop blaming the other guy. It's you who's in the driver's seat.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Produced by Duck's Breath and distributed by PRI, Public Radio International. For information about the new Dr. Science Get Smart Kit, including his new compact disc with screensaver for PCs and an honorary master's degree mouse pad, call 800-989-DUCK. Or visit us on the web at www.drscience.com.